Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We've got Sean Lotch from the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo on the line. He's our official conduit to the research community at Mauna Kea Summit. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. Full moon takes place on Thursday this week, and on that evening, it will rise in the east at sunset and set in the west at sunrise. That same evening, Saturn will be about 4 degrees above it in the night sky, so a great chance to catch it as well. Jupiter is high in the western sky at sunset, and if you're an early morning riser, you can try catching a glimpse of Mercury in the eastern sky. It will rise around 5 a.m.
When it comes to things like the International Space Station or the Tiangong-1, anything observable this week?
Tonight, you can see the Tiangong-1 from 7:34 to 7:39 p.m., moving from west to south. The International Space Station actually makes two bright passes this week. See the first one Saturday evening from 8:15 to 8:18, moving from northwest to north. And the second one Saturday evening from 7:25 to 7:30 p.m., moving from north to east. Also, today is actually a historic day. Back in 2010, this was the first time that the X-37B was launched. While it's not visible this week, we will see it again in May.
And we know that you'll tell us when we can look for it.
Most definitely.
You did tell me that you're going to be telling us about a discovery of sorts.
Yes, the Kepler mission announced the discovery of three new planets that are nearly Earth size and orbit their stars in what's known as the habitable zone. That's basically the distance from a star where water could exist in liquid form on the surface, which is really key for life. Kepler-62 is a system of five planets located about 1,200 light years away. Its planets, 62e and 62f, are 40 and 60% larger than the Earth. And Kepler-69 is a two-planet system located roughly 2,700 light-years away, and its planet, 69c, is about 70% larger than Earth. So all three of those planets just mentioned are actually the correct distance from their stars where they could have conditions favorable for life. And that's always something we're looking for when we're exploring for those exoplanets.
Well, let's hope there's something there, or maybe not.
Well, they're quite a ways away, so no worrying about them traveling here if they are.
We appreciate the heads up. Thanks, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You're quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. So catch you next time here on Stargazer.